Nyadugulini Piper Tracker Radio Program. Nganan Udini Government Dango Wanganja Joda, Anangumandago, Balanu Government Dango, Jinguiardo.
This is the Paper Tracker Radio Show, the show that lets you know what's happening in South Australia's remote Ananor communities and tells you what government's saying and doing for Ananor.
Welcome to the Anangulan's Paper Tracker Radio Show. In our show today, we're going to be finding out about the Wiltshire Secondary College. We'll find out about the academic side of the college, as well as the residential boarding facilities. We're going to be talking with Dan Bleeby, who's the Deputy Principal at Wiltshire Secondary College, and then we'll be chatting with Nami Kuluru, who's an Arangu education worker at the college. We're then going to hear from two students, Melissa Dodd and Lachey Swan, about their experiences of learning and living at Wiltshire. Our interview is coming up in a few minutes, but first we're going to listen to some music that the students have chosen.
Okay, I remember when we were little, we would hear, "Chichichuta in Makwaya Pakala." That would be the grandmothers and the grandfathers being like, "Oh, you guys got to get up and dance, okay? Now we got to do the traditional dance." And if we didn't get it right, our grandmothers and grandfathers would be like, "Oh, chichichuta liprala in Makwaya Pakala. Alaji, alaji," meaning you got to do it like this. You got to do it like this. And when you'd hear, "Eh," that's when you knew they would be very proud of what you did.
Is it your time in my quavala? Is it your time? Is it your time in my quavala? Is it your time?
Alati, alati,
lipula,
alati, alati,
lipula,
alati, alati,
niti palem.
Is it your time in my quavala? Is it your time?
Hey!
That was Inma by Electric Fields.
Something inside saying, don't you worry, it's all in good time, no need to hurry. So don't you worry, baby, don't you worry, baby, don't you worry, baby. We're on the train now, here on the track the diesel's humming. You better watch out, you got another beat you're drumming. Didn't you know?
That was Don't You Worry by Electric Fields. First up, we'd like to welcome Dan Bleeby. Dan, thank you for joining us on the Anangulan's Paper Tracker Radio Show. It's great to be talking with you today.
Thanks, Sue. It's good to be here.
Dan, would you like to paint a picture for us of the Wiltshire Secondary College? Where's it located and what years of study are offered and who attends the college? Where do the students come from?
So Wiltshire Secondary College is a Year 8 to 12 secondary school. It's in Adelaide, based at two high school campuses, Woodville High School for the middle school students from Years 8 to 10, and Windsor Gardens Beta 12 for our Year 11 and 12 students. And while the students are here, they stay at Wiltshire Boarding, which is in Lightsview. And our students come predominantly from the APY lands, Maralinga Darraja lands, and some from Anangu communities in the Northern Territory as well. Or Chijijura APY Mandangoro Muno Maralinga Jarajangoro Adelaide Lakoto Bijavai Kolanka Jarpanjigita Woodville High School Muno Windsor Gardens Ta Ninderingunjigita or ka chijijura wilche boarding ka inabai lights viewta mono kola kochara ka jarpa bay owa.
Dan, could you outline the subject choices that students at Wiltshire have? Are only SAIS subjects offered, or are students also able to get involved in other options like vocational education and training subjects?
So there are quite a few different pathways for our students at Wiltshire. In the senior school, they are able to pursue the SAIS, and we encourage most of our students to do that. And there's a wide variety of subjects they're able to choose within that. There's things like food and hospitality, sports and recreation, sound engineering, as well as the compulsory subjects, English, maths, and those more traditional ones as well. But we also have a lot of certificate options for our students as well, which also contribute to the SAIS. So we have all our Year 10 students doing the Certificate 2 in Conservation and Land Management, which is a really important part of our science program at the school. And we also have opportunities for students to do certificates at the Year 11 and 12 level as well in things like sports and rec and the sound engineering course as well. There's also opportunity for students at Wiltshire Boarding to do recreational activities that contribute to their SAIS as well. So they're all enrolled in the Duke of Edinburgh Awards, and they do things like surf life-saving and all kinds of things which contribute to their SAIS as well. So there's a lot of opportunities for students to do different subjects in order to reach that goal of completing their secondary school. Or Chijijura Windsor Gardens, the subject jura palyalpai, or English, mono mathematics, palo tingro food and hospitality, sports and rec, sound engineering, banya inma jura recorder milani, mono mixamilani, computanka, tingro archaeology, or subject jura ka chijijura jingro kolo certificate jura manjini wiljala, tingro certificate 2 land management, ngora atun mangkundikida, or tingaro certificate in sports and rec, or subject jura tana chusa milani kola wearing kundikida.
Dan, it sounds as though the students have a great range of study options to choose from, but what do you think Wiltshire College provides that's different to the experience that students might have if they did their schooling on the APY lands?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of great opportunities for schooling on the APY lands. I really want to acknowledge that and how much hard work goes into providing all the opportunities that students need up there. But at times there are students who want to come down and try school in the city, and there's a few different reasons I think kids do that. A lot of them talk about the opportunities down here, not just in subject choices, but also outside of school. So it's those things around learning to live in the city, learning to walk in those two worlds. So we have a lot of opportunities for our students to learn some of those life skills of being in a big city, travelling around on buses and trains, shopping at the big shops, interacting with people in English a lot more. So those are just some opportunities that students have down here. And I guess we have access to some really wonderful places as well in the art galleries and the museums and all of those kind of things as well. So these are all different reasons that people choose to come down here. Oh, Chichi Jura Adelaide Lakoto Pizza Bay, Kolanka Jarpan Jigida, Munno Skills Jura Manjan Jigida, Jingro Janakolil Pai, Yalji Yalji Ngailo, Chichi Polkanka Nina Bay, Jingro Na Ba Janka Tatil Pai, Munno Jua Polkanka Bayamilal Pai, Yalji Yalji Ngailo, Nyangakujabi Jura. Yang kujabijura ku nindiringani. Oa, muno palo langro jana wiljala kudubijabai. Adelaide.
So the college is made up of two parts. There's the Wiltshire School, which we've talked a bit about, and then there's Wiltshire Boarding, where students live during term time when they're done in Adelaide. Can you describe in a bit more detail the boarding facilities and the opportunities available? What's life like for students staying at the boarding school?
Well, I think life's actually pretty good for the students that stay here. I think they've got a really beautiful, up-to-date facility where they live. The buildings are really comfortable, and the students have their own small student kitchens where they can make their own snacks and suppers. And then they've got the dining hall where the boys all eat together and the girls all eat together. There's a really kind of comprehensive recreation program for the students here. So every student has their own little plan of activities they can participate in while they're at the school. So that might be sport on a weeknight. A lot of the boys play for Jepps Cross Football Club. There's a basketball team. There's the surf life saving on the weekends. There's art, cooking, a whole lot of opportunities for students to try different things. And the Wiltshire boarding is a really safe place for students too. There's a lot of security around, so families can feel really confident that their kids are safe and being looked after. And there's a really committed group of youth workers and house parents who are here looking after the kids and making sure they're okay all the time. Or Wiltshire boarding, banya ngora wiru, chiji jodako. Wali wiru, kitchen borka, chiji jodako. Singro jana, mai balyal bay, singro jana. Sports, inga bay, football inga bay, basketball inga bay. Swimming pool ngaranyi, or wiru joda, chiji jodako. Wiltjala. Ka chiji joda, activity joda, balyal bay, weekend banka munno, kolanka malanka. Singro surf life saving, weekend banka. Yango bala joda, football inga bay, Jepps Cross Football Club ko. Muno oa wiro joda, activity joda, chiji joda ko. Ka youth worker joda, muno house parent joda, jana chiji joda atun manku bay. Wiro atun manku bay. Jana mama ngoncho poron pa, chiji joda ko. Oa.
Now, given that most Wiltshire students come from remote communities where they and their families speak an Aboriginal language, and in the case of students from the APY lands, Pitjantjatjara or Yankunjatjara, what focus does Wiltshire College place on the students speaking and learning language and on keeping language alive and strong?
Well, for us, we're really aware that kids are away from country, and they're away from family and community and all those things that keep them really strong and confident in their language and culture. And so it's really important for us to give them opportunities to practice those things and to keep them strong while they're here in Adelaide. And so we work with Anangu who are living here in Adelaide to make sure they have those opportunities. At Wiltshire School, we have Pitjantjatjara lessons for all students up to Year 10. And that's with me and Naomi Kolyuru, who's our AW and language teacher. And then at Wiltshire Boarding, there are lots of opportunities for students to have fire pit nights where local Arnhemmer people will come, cook malu whipu on the fire, and just be able to tell stories and check in on the kids and see how they're going. So for us, those things are a really, really important part of education down here in Adelaide. And I don't think we'd ask kids to come down if we couldn't offer them something in that area. Or nganana kolini Pitjantjatjara wanka muno Pitjantjatjara ku ara polka molava chiji joda ku palalangaro nganana Pitjantjatjara nindini chiji joda la chiji jodanka kolanka ngayelo muno nami koliru ngali Pitjantjatjara nindini chiji jodanka kolanka ka Wiltshire boarding da anango joda Adelaide la pitjapai mai paul pai chiji jodanka nina pai singro anango joda anango jodanko japani ai ndo palya nyaringa ni ndo pokol pa o nyanga ala jinga na chiji joda ko ara mono wanka konpo kanil pai wiljala adlaila o
Dan, in a minute we're going to be chatting with Naomi Kolyuru, an Anangu education worker at Wiltshire. But is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I just want to say hello to all the families that might be listening up on the APY lands and whose children or family might be down here at Wiltshire. I just want to say that we are an Anangu school, and it's really important that for us, Anangu are involved in the school and part of what happens there. So I want to just encourage people to keep thinking of us and, you know, look for ways to come and visit or talk to us, and just keep Wiltshire as a strong Anangu school down here in Adelaide. Ngailo mokoringini wangkanjikida. Hello, family joda APY mandanga. Tingaro nyunduba chichi Wiltshire la ninapai. Wiltshire nya kola Anangu ko nyunduba chichi ko. Nyoramba chichi ko. Jingro nyundo mokoringi ni pitanjikida. Visit ko. Jingro nyundo mokorengeni ringamilanjigida. Ala di jiji joda wiljala konpo ninama. Yundubas support anka. Oa, wiro, palya.
Well, Dan, thank you very much for chatting with us today. It's been great learning more about Wiltshire Secondary College, so thank you.
Thank you. I'm just sorry to all the Pitjantjatjara people out there that are laughing at my Pitjantjatjara, but hopefully I did okay.
Thank you. And now we're going to have a short chat with Nami Kuluru, who is an Anangu education worker. So, Nami, welcome to the Paper Tracker Radio Show. Nami, as an AEW, can you tell us a little bit about the work that you do?
Woodville High School.
And do you sit with the students and help the students in the classroom when they're learning?
And
so which is your community that you're from?
Community.
And so how did you train to become an AEW? How did you learn to become an AEW? What's your job in the classroom? Nami, you speak Pitjantjatjara. Why do you think it's important to keep Pitjantjatjara strong?
Pitjantjatjara is important. Nganamba wanka, nganamba culture, nganamba jukurpa, nganamba land.
Is there anything else that you want to tell our listeners about today, about your work at Wiltshire?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Well, Nami, thank you very much for talking with us today. It's nice to learn a little bit more about being an AEW, so thank you. You're listening to the Anangu Lands Paper Tracker Radio Show and the interview we recorded on the 6th and the 10th of November 2017 with the Deputy Principal, an Anangu education worker and students from Wiltshire Secondary College in Adelaide. Melissa and Lachey, welcome to the Anangu Lands Paper Tracker Radio Show. It's really great to be talking with you today, so welcome.
Thanks for having us. Hello.
Melissa, would you like to introduce yourself and let our listeners know a little bit about yourself and where you're from?
Hello, my name is Melissa Dodd. I'm from Mimli community.
And Lachey, where are you from?
I'm from Mimli.
So you're both from Mimli. That's great. So you're at the Wiltshire Secondary School.
Yep.
What's brought you to school in Adelaide? What are some of the reasons for you to come all the way from the lands down to Adelaide?
To get better schooling and finish our SAIS.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about that, Melissa, being at school in Adelaide?
To finish my SAIS.
So the subjects that you can do in Adelaide, are they different to the subjects you do on the APY lands?
Yep.
Yeah. In what ways? What are some of the subjects you can do here that you can't do back on the lands?
Photography and science.
And can you study Pitjantjatjara language when you're back on the lands, or can you only do that subject in Adelaide?
Yeah. Sometimes at the lands, but a lot here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What are some of the other subjects you do?
Art, design.
Okay. So in art and design, is that, do you do drawing, painting? What sort of different kinds of art do you do?
Design, we draw. No, Bengal Jip CLM.
So what does the land management course involve?
10 SAIS points, I think.
And what are some of the topics that you do?
King from country.
Yeah. So how often do you get to go home because you're at boarding school in Adelaide? Do you go home for every school holiday?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how do you get home?
On the bus.
That must be a long trip. How long does it take you?
15 hours.
15 hours. That's a long trip. And then where do you get dropped off?
At the end of Ganatona.
Mm-hmm. So as part of your studying at school, you are learning more about Pitjantjatjara and you all speak Pitjantjatjara. What does it mean for you to be able to speak Pitjantjatjara? Is that important to you?
It's important to our culture, family, and to remember our language and to pass on our language and culture.
So do you think language is more than just the words that you're talking?
Yeah.
What does it tell us about?
Our land, culture, people.
And it's about stories, isn't it? The Tjukurpa. What would happen if there was just, from tomorrow, no more Pitjantjatjara? What would happen? What would happen to all the stories and the culture and the history that you remember?
Be all forgotten.
So when you're not busy with your schoolwork, what are the things you enjoy doing?
Well, on the lands, we like to go out bush with our friends.
Yeah.
And do stuff, yeah.
And do you get bush tucker?
Yep.
Yeah. What do you enjoy? Which bush tucker do you enjoy most?
Kangaroo tail.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Goanna onions.
And sometimes we like to go out to the rock holes for a swim.
And do you ever do any work cleaning the rock holes?
Yeah. Melissa's family do that.
Okay. And who teaches you when you go out bush? Who teaches you and shows you honey ants or
families and elders?
So do you go out bush most holidays when you go home?
Yeah.
And when you're back in town in Adelaide, what do you like doing with your spare time?
Hanging out with friends, going to the movies.
What's your favourite movie?
Thor.
And music? Do you listen to music or make music?
A lot.
What's your favourite music, Lishay?
Any kind of music.
Any music? So is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today? Do you want to shout out to any of your friends or people on the lands?
Shout out to my friends in Mimley who can come and join us down at Adelaide, schooling and boarding.
Yeah, great.
Yep.
Well, Melissa and Lishay, thank you both for chatting with us today. It's been great learning a little bit more about your time down at Wiltshire Secondary College. And so thanks for chatting with us and good luck.
Yep.
Well, that's all we have time for today. If you'd like to listen to the full interview about Wiltshire Secondary College, you can find it on our website, www.papertracker.com.au. Bye, yo.
You've been listening to the Paper Tracker Radio Show, a project of uniting communities. The show is produced at Radio Adelaide and heard out across Anangnul lands. For more information on the Paper Tracker project, this show, and most importantly, what's happening in Anangnul communities, visit our website at www.papertracker.com.au.